We ask you to make do with Arthur Askey and Richard Murdoch in...
Happy Days!
We take you now to a parish hall in Dagenham.
What a glorious thing to be, a healthy grown-up, busy, busy bee, whiling away the passing hours, drinking all the pollen from the cauliflowers. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying around the garden, the sweets never seen, taking back the honey to the dear old queen. Busy, 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 honeybee, honeybee, busy if you like, but don't sting me. Busy, 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 honeybee, honeybee, busy if you like, but don't sting me. Busy, oh God. What a glorious thing to be, a nice, obedient, busy, busy bee. To be a good bee, one must contrive, for bees in a beehive must be hive. But maybe I wouldn't be a bee. Bees are all right and alive, you see. When bees die, you really should see them pinned on the card in a monkey museum. Honeybee, honeybee, buzz if you like, but don't sting me. Buzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee.
I must buzz off.
Buzz if you like, but don't sting me.
Dear Mr.
Askey.
Oh, yes, of course. Silly me, Mr. Haskett. I know we would all like to thank dear Mr. Yes, for his fascinating songs, and also our other guest, Mr. Richard Baldock.
Murdoch.
For his charming contribution. It isn't often we are visited by an exponent of the nose flute.
Actually, it was an ordinary one, but somebody jogged my elbow.
Well, thank you so much, anyway. And may we all join in hoping that the wound will heal quite quickly. Have you two gentlemen ever actually met each other?
No, I don't recognize the face.
We can't possibly allow that, can we? Mr. Tasker, Mr. Baldock, Mr. Balcock, Mr. Basket.
Nice to see you. The top of that head. Let me guess. Arthur Askey.
Stinker. Richard Murdoch. Long time no see.
As they say at Southend when the tide goes out.
Yeah. Didn't you and I used to do a bit of comedy together in 1800 and frozen to death?
But it's beginning to come back.
Well, have one of my tablets. They're very good, you know.
Now then, gentlemen, you really must come and meet Mr. Grimthorpe, our oldest inmate.
Yes, that's right. I'm the oldest inmate, I am.
Is that so? How old are you, Mr. Grimthorpe?
Now, come next Michaelmas 12 month, I shall be...
How old?
106. Well, you know what they say. They say if you're too fond of the ladies, it makes you...
Makes you what?
Makes you deaf.
Oh, I asked for that one, didn't I, eh?
Well, when you're getting on a bit like you and me, your hearing's apt to go. You know, I'm real glad to meet you two. When I saw the little one in glasses up there singing that song, I said to myself, he's one of those.
I beg your pardon.
One of you two. You are two, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
I suppose so, yes.
And I remember years and years ago, you used to do a program on the wireless together.
On the wireless?
It was called, what was it called? Something cart.
Wagon?
I beg your pardon?
Something wagon.
Where? Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes, that's right. Something wagon.
Band.
So it should have been.
I've got it. Bandwagon. That's what it was called. Bandwagon.
Oh, I don't remember anything of this, do you?
Not
did you?
A thing, Arthur.
Ah, well, when you're getting on a bit, your memory is... Here, you must remember, there was a cleaning lady, Mrs. Ogwee Dishmop
Bagwash. No, I don't remember her.
She had a daughter. Oh, a pretty, pretty name. Let's see, it was Mania. No, hernia.
No, nausea. Nausea Bagwash.
I've got it. Nausea Bagwash.
Funny, it doesn't ring a bell.
No, not a tinkle.
Yeah, pity. Such a good program. Wouldn't have missed it for the world. Years and years ago it was. Mind you, my mum were very strict, you know. She wouldn't let me listen to it till I'd done my homework.
Sorry to break up your little chat. In just 2 minutes, we shall all have our tootsies up and our heads down for a nice little snooze. And you know what they say, no snooze isn't good news.
Come and down, Arthur. He got your music.
Yes?
Right, shut the door quietly.
Pardon?
I said shut the door quietly.
I bet that ruined the hearing aids. I'm sorry, it was the wind.
Well, have one of your tablets. Come on.
Dickie, yes. What's that noise?
What noise?
That noise.
I can't hear anything.
Stand still a minute. Funny, it stopped.
Well, what did it sound like?
Well, if it had been on the wireless, I'd have said it was the sound effects man eating celery.
Talking of the wireless, funny that old boy remembering our program.
Yes, fancy us forgetting bandwagon,
fancy,
eh?
Fancy, our little flat.
And Nausea Bagwash.
Oh, yes, you were rather sweet on Nausea, weren't you, Mother? Tell me, did you...
No.
Are you sure you didn't?
No, it was just the way her coat was buttoned. Rotten the life out of me.
Oh, how it all comes back to me. Our flat at the top of Broadcasting House.
And Nausea.
And all those stairs.
And Nausea. I say, Dickie.
Yes?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Quite probably.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, here's another thought. Let's go and have a look at Broadcasting House.
Yeah, but supposing Broadcasting House isn't there anymore?
Isn't where?
Well, wherever it was. Supposing it was in a redevelopment area and they pulled it down. Or supposing they've... planted a bit of green belt.
Oh, we must have our green belt.
Yes. What would we do without our green belt?
Wear our yellow braces. Mm. Come on, Broadcasting House.
Right.
Yes, please.
1.5 to Oxford Circus.
1.5?
Shut up, Arthur, and suck your lollipop.
Oh, very tight, please.
If you say so.
Ah!
Arthur, no. Very sorry, madam.
I should think so, too. Kindly keep your little boy's sticky fingers off my bombazine.
Oxford Circus.
This is us, Arthur. Come on.
Shall I help you down, Sonny?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll be a devil and jump. Geronimo! Come on, Dickie. We'll walk the rest.
Well, wait for the traffic. Arthur, look out. Don't stand too near the curb.
I say, Dickie.
What?
Do you think square-toed shoes will ever come into fashion again?
Come on, you silly little man. Stop knocking about.
Ah, look, Dickie. There it is.
Yeah. The dear old BBC.
The stately pile.
What? Like coming home, it's been standing there all the time waiting for us. Look, they've even kept a light burning for us in the window.
Oh, yes, and look over the main entrance. They're still there, those statues of us. The tall one is you, and the little one is me.
But the little one has nothing on.
I know. It's a bit shaming, isn't it? Especially when it's raining. You'll be surprised whether... You know, I was saying, I shall never forget posing for that statue. It wasn't awfully embarrassing when Barbara Hepworth got out her calipers and started measuring my statistics. But...
Anyhow, those figures aren't you and me.
Oh, I am relieved. Well, no, perhaps relieved isn't quite the right word. Oh, I don't know. Who are they, anyway, those two up there?
A couple of mythical figures. The tall one is Prospero.
And the little one in the altogether?
That's Ariel.
Oh, I see. Complete with biological action. Ian, do you suppose our old flat's still right at the top?
I can't quite see. The wireless master there, all right. Do you remember sunbathing next to them and getting tanned in triangular patterns?
Oh, yes, and we had a pulley and hoisted my comms up on washing day. Oh, Dickie, let's go in.
Yeah, perhaps they won't let us. Remember what he said to us?
Who?
Well, you know, him.
Oh, you mean him?
Yes.
With the secretary and the office with the carpet and the cup without a crack.
Yes.
You mean he actually spoke to us?
Oh, Arthur, you must remember... We had the flat on condition we polished the big main door on alternate Tuesdays. And one day, instead of polish, you used blacking. Can you ever forget it?
Yes.
Well, I can't. I can hear him now. Go, he thundered, and never darken my door again.
Yes, but it won't be him anymore. It'll be someone different now. Hey, come on. There's nobody about with that chap putting out the dustbin there. And he's gone in again.
Funny. Never think of Broadcasting House as having a dustbin. You'd think they have some sort of waste disposal unit. You know, a special gadget to feed their rubbish into.
Well, they have. It's called a microphone. I say, I wonder what sort of things the BBC throws away. Oh, look. Coconut shells.
I expect the horse died.
Here, look at this.
I'll put that down. You don't know where it's been.
It's one of Jimmy Young's plum duffs.
Well, I did warn you. You know how Jimmy Young's always saying, "Oh, sweet, jolly well go." Well, I think it has.
Hey, this is a novelty. A stuffed seagull with built-in squeaker.
Desert Isle discs will never be the same again.
Desert what?
Desert Isle. I said Isle, didn't I?
I did lie.
Careful, Arthur.
What?
The dustman man's coming back. Look how well-dressed he is.
I say, you there, take your filthy, dirty hands out of our nice, clean BBC rubbish. Well, what are you staring at?
Well, I've never seen a dustbin man in pinstripes and a bowler hat before.
Ah, well, I must confess, it isn't my usual occupation. I'm more a member of your actual BBC hierarchy, don't you know?
I say, you're not him, are you?
Him? Good heavens, no, old man, the silly idea. I'm the deputy him. Oh, but I'll be him one day. Oh, yes. He is retiring next year. Then he'll be the old him, and I'll be the new him.
Ah, hymns ancient and modern.
You know something, you'll never believe this, but the last time we came here, years ago, he wouldn't let us in.
Well, two respectable-looking gentlemen like yourselves.
Oh, we can come in, then.
Certainly not.
But we subscribe to your services. We listen to all your programs. We buy the Radio Times.
Yes, on sale today. Price 5 new pence. Magnifying glasses 2p extra. 2p or not 2p? Determined to get that gag in.
I thought you were.
Nothing offensive.
What am I saying, Nick? We're going in and you can't stop us, so there. Come on, Arthur, through the swing door.
Right, yeah, come on, then, I should worry.
Halt! Oh. Who goes there?
It's my friend and I just started...
Name!
I was going to say to my...
All right, one at a time. You first, the little one. Name.
Askey, sir. A madam.
Well, make up your mind. Are you a sir or a madam?
I am a sir, madam. The name is Askey.
Initial.
A?
I said initial.
I said A. A for Arthur.
Askey, Arthur. Have we any records of you?
Well, there's the bee song and the seagull and the moth and... Oh, and the worm.
The worm? The worm. Yes, it figures. Let me just check you in the annals.
Check me in the... Oh!
Ah, yes. Askey, Arthur, known as Big-Hearted Arthur. Big-hearted, you? Dear, and so little of everything else.
How dare you?
Appeared in a wireless program 1938-39 entitled Bandwagon, together with a person called Murdoch.
That's me.
Richard?
Yes.
Stinker?
Well, if you insist.
Also occupied our top floor flat.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Gentlemen, it may interest you to know that we've been longing to meet you.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Yes, we still have your rent book and you're sadly in arrears. However, since you come of your own volition...
We came on a bus, actually.
Kindly state your business.
Well, we suddenly felt rather nostalgic, you see. Well, you know how it is.
Can't you be more precise?
Yes, well, it's in connection with Bandwagon, the old recordings recapturing...
Oh, come to the point, man.
We want to look up your archives.
How dare you! I've never been...
Get out of here.
Be
careful. That's the thing, madam. Forget it. Oh, it's all right, Dickie. I think we've shaken it off. Where are we?
Down in the bowels of Broadcasting House.
Oh, don't be filthy.
Arthur.
What is it, Dickie?
Can you hear anything?
No.
Neither can I. Isn't it quiet? Look, there's a door. It's marked Archives. Hello. Anybody there?
Only us old scripts and records.
Good, nobody here. Just look at all these bundles, old programs preserved for posterity.
Oh, look, Dickie, Al Barlidell's English Dictionary.
John Snagg's Moustache Cup.
Sandy MacPherson's Spot and Warmer. Oh, it's true what they say about Scotsmen.
All these ghosts of the past, it's enough to send a shiver down one's spine.
Oh.
What was that?
That was me going, oh! I am the ghost of broadcasts past.
The ghost of broadcasts past?
Yes.
Not on the wireless.
Yes. And I frightened myself to death. You can't do it. Here, let's get out of here.
Right, through here. Oh, where are we now?
What a lot of music.
Yes, and look, I found a copy of that song we used to sing.
Which song?
This one. Don't you remember it?
Of course I do.
Well, what are we waiting for?
If we were asked to give the full description of ourselves, a psychoanalytical report, we'd say we had malphrenia caused by scatophlephic mania of the panchromatic mania. In short, we're two dirty old men. We're filthy, we're frightful, we're low. We laugh at all the naughty jokes we hear in music halls, then rush out in the interval and write rude words on walls. We're two dirty old men. We're hateful, we're horrid, we know. We don't care what we do, we don't care what we say. You can tell how bad we are by what we did today. We rang a lady's front doorbell and then we ran away. We're two dirty old men. We're two dirty old men. We're rockers, we're rossers, we're foul. We buy up vulgar postcards that we find in seaside shops. We bought up all the kinds that are, in fact, we've got some swaps. We're two dirty old men. We went on the prom on the prowl. We bumped and ginger ale, we did, we sucked it through a straw. Then we tried the fruit machines and what we lost we swore. And after that we had a go of what the butler saw. We're two dirty old men. We're two dirty old men. We're beastly, we're ghastly, we're rude. We won't forget that day of days in 1949. We thought we saw a lady's Nike hanging on the line. We're two filthy old swine. We're demons when we're in the mood. We shock them at the club, we do, we get them all perplexed by using awful words like dash whenever we are vexed. If we go on at this rate, we should both be smoking next. We're two dirty old men.
Of course, we were really dirty old men.
No, we were dirty young men then, weren't we?
He has an old bandwagon record.
Am I on it?
A rather old 78.
Don't be personal.
And an old gramophone with a horn attached.
You mean detached?
Stop knocking about, Arthur. Knock it off.
I have. Never mind, let's wind it up.
Hey.
Now, I just put this record on. There.
Oh, it does suit you. How did you get your head through the little hole in the middle?
Oh, don't be awkward. Which record is this?
It's The Proposal.
The what?
You know, when I was showing you how to propose to Norcia Backwash.
I'm shutting the gate. Yeah. I'm coming up the farm.
Girl! You nearly trod on the allotment. I told you it was there.
I'm coming up to the front door. Yeah. I'm knocking at the front door. Knock, knock.
Come in.
You can't hear me.
Why, am I deaf as well as blind?
You're up in the boudoir.
Oh, yes, I keep forgetting that, yes.
Now, I'm knocking at the front door, knock, knock. Ah, the door is opened by the butler.
Mrs. Backwash got a butler? Yes. Oh, she sold the jam jars. I know.
Ah, good morning, Blinkentop. Is Miss Glossier Backwash at home? She is, and she'll see me. I'm delighted. Now, what's it?
Yes.
I'm hanging my hat in the hall. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm coming up the stairs.
Coming up the stairs?
Now? I'm coming up the stairs.
Whoa! Here, she doesn't live in a lighthouse.
Well, how many stairs are there?
Six.
Six.
One, the top one, it's the big one. Be careful.
Hundred people, five big ones. Now I'm outside your boudoir.
I know, wait a minute.
Are you ready now? Now I'm knocking at the boudoir door, knock, knock.
Come in.
I'm inside your boudoir.
I know.
Oh, Norcia, do you know what I'm here for?
I've got a damn good idea.
Norcia, darling, I want to ask you a question.
Well, the answer's no.
I have had something trembling on my lip for weeks.
Well, why don't you shave it off?
No, dear, I kneel before you. I am intoxicated by your beauty. Of your presence. Those beautiful eyes, those beautiful lips, those pearly white teeth. got to show me if you've learned anything. All right. And you're Morse here this time, and you're yourself.
Get up in the bedroom, Morse.
Right, I'm coming up the road. Open the gate. Shut the gate.
Whoa.
What's the matter?
Caught me slamming the gate.
What are you doing now?
Your dog went to bite me, didn't you, see?
Now I'm kicking at the front door.
What are you kicking it for?
Well, I can't reach the knocker. It's too high.
Now I'm ready for the bottle. The butler.
Oh, the butler. Here he is. Oh, good morning, Faceache. I called about the smell on the man from the... What is it?
You called to see Miss North, your bag
boy. Ah, right, don't you see me? I am surprised. I'm coming up the stairs.
Yes?
Now I'm going down the stairs.
What are you doing that for?
Hang me out in the hall. Coming up the stairs.
Knock, knock, come in.
Don't be so anxious. Here I come. Oh, Sarah, I'm in North here. I've got something hanging on my face.
Hanging on your lips, you fool.
Oh, it's something on my lips. North here, I'm drunk.
Oh. I'm smart. I am intoxicated by your beauty.
North here, you smell like a peasant.
The perfume of your presence.
Oh, dear. What lovely eyes.
I
can only see one from here. Those lovely lips just like petals.
Ah, rose petals.
No, bicycle petals.
Oh, dear. I come to find my crown.
Happy days. Well, don't let's waste time down here, Dickie. Let's find the lift and go and see if the old flat's still there.
Good idea. Open the door. Anyone about?
Can't see anyone. Oh, look, there's a lift.
In you get, Arthur. Now, let's see. Where's the 8th floor button? Here we are.
Here we go. Archives. Upper archives. Sub-basement. Basement. Lower ground. Ground. Oh, you take over, Dickie. I've got no head for heights.
You haven't got the legs for them either. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth floor. Here we are.
Here, but our flat was on the 9th floor.
Don't you remember? The lift doesn't go any further.
Oh.
Out you get. We have to walk the rest of the way.
Oh, it's all going, isn't it? Well, we're going up the stairs. Oh, we've done that, haven't we? Hey! I've just had a thought.
I don't believe it.
No, but seriously, Dickie, suppose the flat's let. I did hear that Robert Robinson was after it.
He's always after it.
And he gets it, too.
Well, he wouldn't get it. It was condemned after we left as unfit for human habitation. They said since we kept pigeons and a goat up there, it was too ramshackle.
You mean goat shackle?
Oh, well.
That's filled in the time to get us up the stairs.
I wonder if we can actually get in. I don't suppose you've got the key.
No, I'll see if Arthur has key. Oh. No, I haven't.
Ah, yes, I have. Right. Look through the keyhole.
I thought you'd gone for a walk. I didn't think you were still here with. Mind the milk bottle. Look through the keyhole was your last witty
That's
line.
It.
Here we are. I can't reach the keyhole.
Oh, well, knock on the door, gently.
Well, that solves the problem of getting in.
Now, what we've got to do is to climb over this 6-foot pile of letters.
Yes, so where are they all from?
Good heavens, there's one here dated 3rd of October 1939 from a chap accusing us of starting World War II.
Is it too late to write and apologise?
But we didn't start World War II.
Are you sure? Hey, who's that one from?
The electricity board.
And this one?
The electricity board.
And that one? Don't tell me.
The electricity board.
How much?
Getting on for a million.
Oh, dear. How much is that in those corks with the feathers on?
Do you know what I think, Arthur? When we left the flat in 1939, the BBC had their electricity cut off instead of ours, and ever since they've been transmitting their programmes at our expense.
The cunning devils. All our watts and amps. What should we do?
Report them to the Home Secretary.
Everyone a little gem. He'll never keep this up.
I wonder what became of Basil and Lucy, the two pigeons we used to keep in here.
Look,
Arthur, pigeons. Dozens of them.
Yes, I see. Like here, another thing, Dickie. Do you know we were always going to whitewash the ceiling?
Yes.
Well, somebody's going to whitewash the floor.
This is where we kept Lewis, our goat.
I think he's still there.
And look what I found a copy of.
Chestnut Corner.
Chestnut Corner. Let's do it, shall we?
Of course.
Are you ready?
Chest.
Then go, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Van Wagon brazenly presents Chestnut Corner. A collection of old jokes you might never have heard again.
I'm not going to see Fulham play football anymore.
Why not?
They didn't come and see me when I was bad. Here, would you like to see a photograph of me taken while I was in hospital?
Yes.
I'm in the end bed.
But the end bed's empty.
Is it? I must have got out for a minute.
Please, teacher, may I leave the room?
Certainly not. Stay in after school and fill up the inkwells. All sophisticated comedy.
Here, how do you
spell wrong?
Wrong? R-O-N-G.
R-O-N-G? Where's the W?
It's just on the passage. And that concludes Chestnut Corner for this week. Next week, we hope to bring you some even older old jokes. Meanwhile, carry on, bandwagon.
Happy days.
You know, Arthur, when I think about the days when we were poor and lived in this squalid little flat with its woodworm and its dry rot and compare it with my lovely home and all its comfort and luxury.
Yes.
I wish we still lived here.
So do I, Stinker, so do I.
Still, I suppose it's time we went.
I suppose it is.
Close the door quietly, Arthur.
Why?
The sound effect man went home 5 minutes ago. Overcome with emotion.
Or something or other.
We've had a walk down memory lane. Broadcasting house we've seen again. And now we're left with this refrain. Auf Wiedersehen.
French, you know, for bon voyage.
Yes, of course. At the common market.
And the same to you. Well, goodbye, Dickie.
Goodbye, Arthur.
Happy day. Bandwagon, come on and take a trip upon the bandwagon. It's a wow, boys, it's a grand wagon. Come on and pack a grip aboard the bandwagon. Starting now, boys.
Well, don't think it hasn't been fun working with you, Arthur, because it hasn't.
Good. Yeah, it's a load of rubbish, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't think it'll ever come back.
No.
Well, they couldn't pay our money in any case, could they?
Travel on the bandwagon, it's a wild boy. Pack a trip, take a trip on the bandwagon, starting now, boy.
You'll be listening to Happy Days, starring Arthur Askey as Arthur Askey, Richard Murdoch as Richard Murdoch, and Wallace Eaton and Anthea Askey as everybody else.
He talked nice.
The music was from the Jack and Blue Quartet.
I said he was all right.
Script by Molly Millest, with additions by Richard Murdoch and Arthur Askey, and production by Peter Titheridge.
Is your coat all right?